Hello, everyone. This is Christine Nightmelon with the Women Offshore podcast. And in the spirit of Halloween, I have some spooky ghost stories to share with you. I'm going to kick us off with the story of the SS Urang Meden, one of the most notorious ghost ship stories. The tale of the SS Urang Meden is shrouded in mystery. The legend goes that in 1947, a cargo ship off the coast of Indonesia put out a distress call with these words: "All officers, including captain, are dead. Lying in chart room and bridge. Possibly whole crew dead." Before help could arrive, a second message was radioed in just two words: "I die." Rescue workers who boarded the ship discovered, to their horror, that the crew members were indeed deceased, with their bodies contorted and arms outstretched as if fending off an attacker, but without any signs of injury. An engine room fire then caused the ship to be abandoned and eventually sink, taking its ghastly secret and any chance of an autopsy investigation to Davy Jones's luck. Later reports contradicted this supernatural tale, with a 1948 newspaper article citing a survivor who blamed the deaths on a leak of its deadly cargo, sulfuric acid. And what's more, there's no record of the SS Urang Meden in Lloyd's Registry, leading some to conclude that this ghost ship is pure fabrication. The next story I have is the Mary Celeste. Her fate has passed into maritime myth, thanks in large part to a short story by Dr. Arthur Conan Doyle, the writer and creator of Sherlock Holmes. What we do know is that the Mary Celeste had sailed from New York on November 7th of 1972, bound for Genoa with a cargo of alcohol. Almost a month later, on the afternoon of December 5th, she was spotted drifting somewhere between the Azores and Portugal by another brigantine on an Atlantic crossing. Captain Morehouse of the De Gracia knew Captain Briggs from the Mary Celeste to be a capable sailor and was suspicious. He ordered a boarding party to the Mary Celeste, and he found a deserted ship in seaworthy condition. Captain Morehouse split his crew and sailed the Mary Celeste to Gibraltar. To this date, the fate of Captain Briggs, his wife, child, and crew of seven remains unsolved. Whether Briggs abandoned ship because of bad weather, or whether there was a more sinister reason for their disappearance, we will never know. Here's a story from Australia about the CAS 2, a deserted catamaran called the CAS 2 off of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. The 9.75 meter yacht was seen drifting in 2007, a few days after she set off from Arley Beach, Queensland. When she was boarded on April 20th, the maritime authorities found everything normal, but no crew. Food was on the table, a laptop was on, and the engine was running. The only indication of something out of the ordinary was a ripped sail. Conspiracy theories as to the fate of the three men, all inexperienced sailors in their 50s and 60s, abounded, ranging from pirates, insurance fraud, and even paranormal activity. This one is really interesting. It's called the Sejo. The body of a German sailor, Manfred Fritz Bajorat, was found slumped over the deck of his yacht, Sejo, in early 2016. The grim discovery was made by fishermen when they boarded the drifting yacht off of the Philippines. After a post-mortem was carried out, local police said that there was no signs of foul play and was believed that the captain died of natural causes, possibly a heart attack. It is thought that his yacht had been drifting for many months before the discovery and that the dry, salty conditions on board had caused his body to mummify. Let's talk about the Carol A. Deering. The fate of the crew of the five-masted schooner, Carol A. Deering, which ran aground off North Carolina in January of 1921. It was investigated by no less than five U.S. government departments. In the process, it became one of the most infamous maritime mysteries of all time. The ship was returning to Norfolk, Virginia after delivering a consignment of coal to Rio de Janeiro. The captain, W.B. Warmwell, had been drafted in on the first leg of the journey due to an illness of the original captain and was said to have an uneasy relationship with the crew. Thus, mutiny was suspected as the most likely reason when the Carol A. Deering was found deserted after being boarded by rescuers on February 4th of 1921. The ship's navigation equipment and lifeboats were gone, but to add to the mystery, food had been prepared for the next meal. Creepy. So there's a couple more stories I have here. Let's talk about the HMS Resolute. This was the British Royal Navy ship found in 1854, abandoned and adrift off the coast of Baffin Island in the Canadian Arctic. She had originally been sent to find the remains of another lost expedition, that of Sir John Franklin's, to locate the then frozen Northwest Passage, but it met a similar fate. The HMS Resolute had been lodged in an ice floe and abandoned by the crew, of whom no trace was ever found. An eerie scene met those who discovered the ghostly ship in 1855, just a year later. The captain's cabin remained undisturbed with a teapot, a Bible, and glasses full of liquor on the desk. A British flag had been left draped over the chair of the ship's commander, Captain Kellett. The HMS Resolute was eventually retrieved and retired in 1879. Her timbers were used to construct the Resolute desk, which has been used by almost every American president in the Oval Office since the 19th century. That's pretty cool history. The last story I want to share with you is the one of Octavius. So although the Earth's warming temperatures mean that the Northwest Passage is now free, it's not always been the case that it's been open. The search for the elusive passage claimed the lives of many ambitious sailors in the 17th and 18th centuries. Keen to find an alternative trade route to Asia, their ships would become lodged in Arctic ice, sealing their fate in the Great White North. The Octavius was one of many to meet such a fate, but the grim scenes found on board is what made the story of the ghost ship particularly terrifying. The three-masted schooner departed from England in 1761, but was found off the coast of Greenland in 1775. Her captain had, unluckily, decided to try and use the then non-existent Northwest Passage to return home. The five men who boarded the derelict ship in the 1977 were confronted with a ghostly sight. The entire 28-man crew was below deck, but frozen to death. The icy figure of the ship's captain was discovered sitting at his desk, writing in his logbook, pen and paper still in hand. The last logbook entry was 1962. The ghost ship and her crew had been lost at sea for 13 years before being found. Thank you to all of the sailors out there right now. I hope you encounter nothing spooky on this wonderful Halloween. Take care of one another and reach out to Women Offshore if you want to share some spooky ghost stories with us.